5 Things I Could Unexpectedly Find to Brighten My Day, by Krishna's Mercy.
Tasya langalastanya karshita kshetra mandalam, aham kilothita bhitva jagatin ripate suta.
Quote, while he was tilling a field with a plow in his hand, it is said that I, the daughter of that king, arose from underneath the earth's surface.
Sita Devi speaking to Anasuya, Valmiki Ramayana, Ayodhya Kand. 118.28.
Samyoga. Kismet. Serendipity. Whatever the preferred term to use, sometimes things go our way without much effort. Sri Krishna sheds light in the Bhagavad Gita, where he explains the arrival of happiness and sadness.
Matras parshas tu konteya, shitoshna sukhdukhada, agma paino nityas, tanstitikshasva bharat.
Quote, O son of Kunti, the non-permanent appearance of happiness and distress, and their disappearance in due course, are like the appearance and disappearance of winter and summer seasons. They arise from sense perception, O sign of Bharata, and one must learn to tolerate them without being disturbed. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 2.14.
The joy is greater because of the lack of expectation. There isn't as much pressure during these events, sometimes the hope was previously cast aside due to failure. 1. The remote control.
I just don't understand. How do you lose something like this? With my parents it is a regular occurrence. Fortunately, with this streaming device there is the backup option of the smartphone. I have the same controls available through an app. Still, the physical remote control is superior. This one had been missing for weeks. I lost all hope. I figured we would never find it. Then today while I was vacuuming the living room, it appeared from underneath one of the sofas. I was sure that I had previously swept that area in my surveillance, but I guess not. Needless to say, I am relieved.
2. My old passport.
My former country must really dislike people who leave it for greener pastures. This wasn't even my intention. I was barely 2 years old when my parents decided to emigrate. Nevertheless, it had never been a problem returning to the motherland. Getting a visa the last time around was as simple as visiting a website and filling out a form. But certainly not anymore. They want a copy of the certificate I received when becoming a citizen of the new country. The problem is that no one holds on to such documents. It is never needed for anything, because as soon as a person receives a new passport, it serves as verification of their new citizenship status. The old country also wants my former passport, the one I used prior to changing citizenship. If I can't produce these documents, I won't get a visa. I just don't understand. I am not trying to cheat anyone. Why is the process so much more difficult now? I have avoided going on a visit since I can't find any of this stuff. Then today, while searching for something else in one of my drawers, the old passport appeared. I haven't seen this in years. The picture is from my childhood. This is an amazing find, since now I will be able to apply for the visa to make a visit to see extended family members.
3. Cash. Many people can relate to this occurrence. You put money inside the pocket of a pair of pants and then forgot about it. Maybe some coins fell in between the cushions inside of the sofa. When you make the find, you are thrilled. It is like getting a bonus from work, an unexpected financial inheritance. 4. An old shirt.
This was my favorite shirt in the whole world. It is just so comfortable. I wore it all the time. It has been out of my vision for at least a year now. To have found it again is a miracle, a gift from up above. Okay, perhaps I am exaggerating, but you have no idea how happy I am.
5. A baby girl. This occurred in real life one time with a king named Janak. Ruling over Mithila, he was engaged in preparing a field for a yajna. This is a religious sacrifice, intended for satisfying the enjoyer of sacrifice, Yajneshvara. This is another name for God the person, and so the incident illustrates the pious nature in that king. Unexpectedly, he found a baby girl in the ground. She was still alive. The one who was previously known for his dispassion, for his commitment to yogic principles, was overwhelmed with joy upon lifting the baby and holding her in his arms. As if the forces above understood his heart, a voice from the sky appeared and confirmed that this was Janak's daughter in all righteousness, Dharma. This was the greatest find since the girl was the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi. Janak named her Sita and raised her as his own daughter. That affection and care was not in Maya, or illusion. The emotions were directed to the rightful wife of the Supreme Lord, who would later arrive in Janakpur to reunite with Sita. Through one amazing find, Janak earned Sri Rama as a son-in-law. In closing, if pious route going, maybe one day showing, goddess of fortune in the ground, who as baby girl found, like with Janak for Yajna preparing, voice from sky his daughter declaring, reward from Bhakti's devotion, dispassion overcome by emotion.